Good question. How do you determine the will of God? It's a great question. And as somebody seeking to understand Christianity, it would be good to know the answer to that. Here's the way the Christian, or if you become a Christian, how you will ultimately do that. You kind of have priority steps. The first thing you do is you look and say, does the Bible say, go left, go right? The Bible doesn't tell you to take this job. It doesn't say to buy that car. It doesn't say to marry that particular girl. But it might say, it does say that you should marry only people who embrace the faith that you have. That's important for a good marriage. Well, if the Bible says that and you say, well, this person's not a Christian, I shouldn't marry them yet because they're not there. That might be, okay, understand that. But otherwise, oh, yeah, they love the Lord like I do. Okay, do I marry? There's a lot of girls that love the Lord, a lot of guys that love the Lord. So do I, you know, what do I do? So if the Bible says it, fine. If not, you go to the next level. The next level is you want to say, well, need to find out, you know, counsel from other people. And even with that, you may not know. And you might go further than that. And you might, you know, you might get all kind of help and questions and read and do everything. You cannot make a decision. Then I always say this. You know how you know you're in the will of God? On any decision you make that does not violate the Bible, the issue has nothing to do with the choice you make. It's where you are when you make the choice. Explain it. The Bible says that we're to be a living sacrifice. So I like to think of somebody who can crawl up on or crawl off an altar. And I want to say, where am I when I make the decision? If you as a person who is a Christian wants to know the will of God, then what the person would do is simply say, I've looked, I've searched, I've asked counsel, I've done, you know, there's no authority that goes against me, you know. I'm going to make the decision that I want to make, but I want to do this. Am I on the altar? If I'm on the altar, I'm saying, Lord, I honestly would make either decision. I'd go left or right. If you skywrote, go left, I'd go left, but I don't know what you want me to do. So I kind of like to go right. Well, go right. Go that way. But I always say this too. You can make a decision, and you can make the decision not violating the Word of God. You can make the decision that is, in your opinion, the best decision you can imagine, being convinced this is what God would have you to do. And you make that decision, it does not mean that all is going to work out good. You follow that? What it does mean is this, is that when you make the decision you make, all right, that you believe is in the will of God and you do it for the right motives, all that, when you do that, you might find out that it has terrible consequences. But I'm convinced, and this is the Bible teaching, that you'll be better off because of that decision, even if it goes wrong. Apostle Paul made a decision under the leading of God to go into Jerusalem, and he got stoned. There's nothing in the Bible that says, oh, he made a bad decision. And something bad happened, but something good came out of that. That's the real key issue.